Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band. Always keep your eyes open for motorcycles. This message is brought to you by my buddies at Long Island Abate.
The following radio show is live, except for the announcement you're hearing right now.
Welcome back to Your Island Live with your host, Tom Shillero, on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And once again, welcome back to our midweek, midday program. Being brought to you by the CSEA, the Civil Service Employees Association. They are New York's leading public service union. They are folks working together to make New York a better place for all of us. CSEA represents 265,000 workers in New York State. 48,000 of them can be found right here on Long Island. They are your bus drivers, groundskeepers, and clerical staff. They plow and pave your streets, clean your office buildings. They provide child care and care for the mentally and physically disabled. From Buffalo to Brookhaven, CSEA members work hard for all of us. They never quit serving our communities and fighting for the working folks. Once again, let's continue right along. And as we do on a pretty regular basis, Maria Albanese. Maria is one of our senior contributors here on Your Island with Tom Shillero. And Maria gives us a perspective pretty much on a national basis. But she's down there in the great state of Florida. And we're going to find out a little bit about what's going on. We spoke yesterday with Joe Chaffee, weatherman, about Hurricane Irma. Well, and as I said earlier in the program, we're going to be bringing him back just to keep an update. But as Americans, we care. We care about everybody in this country. And now Florida seems to be a focus point over there. Maria, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
All right. Now, you know, I'm a little concerned. Again, you're a great friend of this program, and we're looking at right now Category 4, Category 5 storm that may start to hit the Florida Peninsula. We're concerned. What is the latest down there? What are the folks doing when you're outside and looking around your neighbors, the roads? What's going on?
It's completely crazy.
Really?
Monday,
wow.
Yes. Monday night. This is what I find. You know, we do plan ahead. Monday night, I had saw on social media one of my local Walmarts completely out of water. And I'm like, wow, it's Monday night. This isn't really supposed to get here for a week.
Yeah.
So I really didn't believe it. Well, yesterday, running around town, no water to be found. Gas lines looked like the 1970s.
People are waiting online. Now, did you see the same ripoff prices that we have here on Long Island?
Actually, I do believe because Scott had called the state of emergency that they can't get too crazy, but we were escalating probably within a week by 30 cents.
Okay,
so
yeah, you're on par.
We were up to about 269, and today I had to actually just pay premium at 319 because all of the gas stations were out of
the regular gas. Now, what was it prior to the Irma scare? What was your average?
Prior to Harvey?
Prior to Harvey, yes.
It started going up immediately after Harvey. It went up 30 cents after
that's
Harvey.
That's right. I stand corrected. But prior to that, Florida, actually, weren't you guys below $2 a gallon?
We had went, I think last month or so, we had went down to 197.
Okay, you were low.
And that was the lowest, and we were happy, and then it started to go up. And then as soon as Harvey came, boom, it went up to 30 cents. We were around 229. We went up to 269, and that's where we're holding right now.
Yeah. Well, you're getting a double hit. Not only was Harvey affecting the gas prices, and now panic buying is a great opportunity.
Panic buying is what's really scaring me is since it started on Monday. Now, as I was driving around town yesterday, traffic was bad. The gas lines were horrendous. The propane lines, where people were getting all their propane tanks filled, those lines were long.
Now, that's for the barbecues in order to cook if power is out? Okay.
Right. So, you know, everybody's getting all their propane filled. And then you have South Florida, who they're evacuating, because no matter what, I am about two counties up from Tampa. You have Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, and I'm up in Hernando County.
Right.
So I am hoping we just get the outer bands. If this continues to keep moving east, that's what we'll get. I'm hoping that we're not going to have to leave our home or anything like that or lose power. But I rode out in 2004. We had four storms, and I think in five we had two major ones. Now, they were bad, but not enough for me to have to leave my home because I am in that generation of parents near 80. Mm. My own home, and then my children and my grandchildren. Mm. So I have all these people to worry about, and I have to go out and get, you know, supplies for them and make sure they have what they need. And what's really upsetting me is, you know, if I go into a store and I see they just put out, and I'm not talking about the bottled water in the 24 packs, they're down to gallons of water.
Gallons,
so if they put out a six pack of gallons in the center of the store, I may take three of them to leave for other people. But then you have people come along and just start taking the cases, which, all right, self-preservation, I get. But right now, it just gives you some insight that if a week out from a storm, that the stores could be this depleted of bread, bagels, canned goods, water.
Now, all those items you just mentioned, as of right now, when you're still at least 72 hours away, at least 3 days, they're hard to get, those items you just mentioned?
Yep, I went to three different, I was out at, I left my house at 7 a.m. this morning. I rode to different various gas stations that were completely out of gas. I found one in the next county where I got the premium, and I hit the Walmart and the Kmart and the Aldi's. Everybody was out of water. The bread shelves were cleaned out. A lot of canned goods shelves were cleaned out. And that's the scary part, is that if we could be like that, this far out from a storm, it just gives you some insight into the food sustainability in this country. That, to me, I think needs to be talked about after these storms, because I can't believe it. I'm stunned.
Well, I did hear the Governor Scott of the state of Florida, did say that he was going to lift the ban, like truck drivers can only drive 10 hours in a 24-hour period. Well, they're going to do away with that and allow the truck drivers to drive more to get supplies into Central and South Florida. It seems like you folks, and what you're telling us, once again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Maria Albanese, a contributor to our program, who is reporting from the state of Florida. I'm a little surprised that it's at this stage right now when the storm hasn't even come near you guys yet.
Right, and what was shocking is when I saw that on Monday night, and I thought, oh, this can't be true. Well, when I went out on Tuesday, I'm like, oh my goodness, it is true. And now here we are today, and I figure, well, I'm going to get an early start on it and start hitting the stores. Maybe they stopped overnight. No, and everybody's in that panic mode. Now, keep in mind, we are not in Miami.
Yes.
The Keys are evacuating.
Now, is there a mandatory evacuation of the Keys? Is that correct?
The Keys are mandatory, I kind of think Miami might be too. Now, there's the lawyer, Elizabeth Beck, that I do follow, the one that's doing that DNC lawsuit, and she was doing live footage of the car lines in Miami getting gas, and it was miles long. So I'm going to assume that most people, that I do know someone in Boynton Beach that is flying up to Long Island. I know a lot of people in those areas are leaving the state. Now, keep in mind, being two counties above Tampa, I am shocked at the lack of supplies in Pasco and Hernando County right now. We know intellectually, we may just get that tropical storm. And if we can be that depleted already, and people are still scrambling around town, the schools are closed tomorrow and Friday so that the parents can prep. But more importantly, this morning when I was at my granddaughter's school, I said, the weather's going to be fine Thursday and Friday. Here's our problem. What if we can't find gas to get the kids to school?
See that?
So she said, good point. She said, we think that we're going to probably close Thursday and Friday because there's going to be the gas shortages.
You know, interesting enough, whenever these put fear in any, but one of these catastrophes happen, whether it's going back to Katrina, which was just over 1,000 Americans were killed at Katrina, but then go to Harvey and now looking at Irma, that we always learn from it, where the mistakes were made. You know, with New Orleans, it was the levees and the way that in which they were built and so on. If we're going to learn anything from what you're saying, is that this whole idea of a lack of supplies or panic buying, that's an issue that governmentally, I believe, has to be addressed, and to see how could we keep supplies going to those areas. You shouldn't have to get up 4 or 5 days before an event like this and say you can't buy bread or you can't buy milk.
Yeah, and I don't recall this. When I first moved to Florida, it was 2004. I was here 2 weeks prior to Charlie. And Charlie was supposed to be a direct hit on Tampa Bay area. and it moved and it went down this Punta Gorda. I don't remember then there being such a shortage in supplies as there is a week out from a storm now. And I want to just say the hoarding. When you watch, I was stunned. People were just hoarding. I think at that point, that's when management has to come in and say, you know, two cases of water per person, what have you, because I was watching people just cart out cases, then there was nothing left. Now you have the anger set in with the people. It's almost like mob rule, and we're still a week out. Like I said, I was in the next county where I had to get the gas, but I would probably have to start traveling north in order to get more bread and things like that, because I could not believe a major Walmart was cleaned out of bread.
And they get trucks going in there almost every hour.
It looked like tumbleweed should be rolling through some aisles. The Gatorades, people are like, okay, well, if I can't get water, you know, I'm going to buy up the case of Gatorades. And so they're buying every. I think it's because Harvey is so fresh. That's why I think the panic buying is here right now, because we see what is going on with Harvey. And that could be the reason. But at this point, watching the news constantly to see how this is moving, if Irma continues to scoot her boot a little bit more east, then I know us in central northern Florida, we're going to feel it. But not to the degree that I think Miami or the Keys or Cuba or any of them are going to feel it.
Yeah. Well, the concern, obviously, the east coast of Florida, I'm looking at areas like Cocoa Beach, West Palm, all of those, you know, that they can get hit extremely hard.
Oh, absolutely.
Hard.
Yeah. We hope it moves. I, of course, would love it to just go out to the ocean and not hurt anybody. But at this point, it's still looking like it's going to be a major effect on the state and the southern, southeast portion.
Your governor announced, earlier today, a possible 20 feet of storm surges. I mean, that's enough to really bring the water in. Inside the in a part of the state, so that's a concern also. But you know what you're telling us is something for all of us to think about. How can we all help one another? And it doesn't help by people buying 10 cases of water when there's not enough for everybody. You know, when you think about it.
There really isn't.
Oh, the stores
could
actually put a limit on that if they wanted to.
That's what I was thinking they should do, because I mean, let's face it, we can get, you know, I'm filling up things here from home and from the filter and things like that. But if we have to evacuate, you're not taking your 100 cases of water with you anyway. What's the point? I mean, we'll have enough time to know if this storm starts moving west, and we don't want it to get trapped in the Gulf, because that's going to be a whole other issue if it does that. But if it keeps going east, there's no doubt the state is going to have a problem. It's just where I am, we'll feel it, but not to the degree of the bottom portion of the state. So, you know, I'm just going to make do the best I can and stay, you know, I won't even go out and buy plywood now, because I don't even think there's plywood left.
Yeah. I had heard that from another resident of Florida, the same thing, that it was almost impossible to get the plywood. What about gas lines? I know they're reporting unbelievable gas lines in South Florida right now, which, again, is almost like an anomaly. They're saying, okay, you need to evacuate if you're in the Keys and so on, but people need to put fuel in their cars in order to evacuate. And, you know, if the supplies are not there, that's another problem. Are those gas trucks getting down there to fill up the gas stations?
Right, and that's what I had said yesterday. Yesterday being Tuesday, I said, "Well, you know, how are we supposed to live our lives for the rest of the week? Go to work, go to school, because the weather is fine. We did have a rainy morning, but right now the sun's out where I am. So your living life is normal. But if you can't get supplies or you can't get gas, it's kind of like everybody should just be staying home from now." Because you're going to be wasting the gas that you were lucky enough to get after waiting. My husband waited in line an hour last night to get gas to go to work.
Wow, does that sound familiar from years ago?
And he worked in Tampa. He worked in Tampa. And he said, and it wasn't just the people getting gas. It was the people filling up their 10 gas cans, too.
Well, for generators, too. A lot of folks down there, a lot of you folks down there have generators for when electricity is out. And those run on gas, but you need gas cans for that, too. You know, when we think about this, what are the spirits of the people? Just listening to you, I'm getting depressed.
Well, that's what it is. People are now aggravated. Mm. They're just like, wow, you know, now I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and try to hope that the local Wawa has a gas fill up or something like that. This way you don't have to sit in line for an hour. And you know, that's just the bottom line. It's like, I don't think we've ever experienced this kind of shortage this far out, a week out.
But forecast, though, and they're talking about Category 5, which I don't think, according that it's going to hit when time does hit your area.
No.
It does say it's going to be a Category 5, but a Category 5 is catastrophic. They're talking 185-mile-an-hour winds with gusts over 200 miles an hour.
Right.
I mean, that's
I think by now what they're saying by the weekend when it does eventually hit Florida, I think they already have it down to almost a 3.
3 is okay.
Which,
well, it's not okay.
With,
but,
right.
Yeah.
It's not okay, but, with, you know, yes, a 5. I mean, if Tampa Bay area was due to get a 5, I'd be out of here.
Right.
I'd have no choice but to be out of here. But then I have the burden of relocating parents, children, grandchildren, mm-hmm. you know, everyone. We'd have to start, you know, heading. But then again, where do we head? We head north, because then eventually it heads north anyway.
Yeah.
The Carolinas, New Jersey, New York, you know, these things tend to do that. Because I remember I was in Philadelphia when Floyd hit. You remember Floyd?
Yes, yeah. Yes,
when that came up, we had pounding rains and floods. And you know, that was unusual for our area to get hit with a hurricane like that. So, you know, I know people heading west, heading Midwest. You don't want to go to Montana because they're on fire right now, and California. But, you know, they're still cleaning up from Harvey. So if this was to move west and get trapped in the Gulf, well, heaven forbid, because then it's anybody's game at that point.
It's anybody's game. Now, when we had Weatherman Joe Chaffee on yesterday, he gave the 3, Andrew over there in Florida being 1, and then it was mm-hmm. 2 other ones that were the strongest hurricanes ever to hit the United States. This one, they say, would be the strongest.
It would be
if it hit at its current state. And there were some video coming in from some of the areas of the islands out there that it was hitting, and it was just the devastation was incredible. The communication was next to nothing, and that's scary in the year 2017.
Exactly.
That there are whole islands out there with people living on them just to the east of Puerto Rico that mm-hmm. There's no communication right now. So that's
there's lots of prep. Like I have to prep everything out on my lanai. I have to get it into the garage. You have to batten down things. We have to put all our documents in Ziploc bags. I mean, for the people in South Florida that are not going to evacuate and they could really get hurt, I mean, they're really, we do have good preparation. They tell you, it's sad to say, but write your social security number on your arm and permanent magic marker.
Yeah, I mean, there's an inference there.
Like
well,
that.
When we find your body, we'll know who you are.
I mean, if
people are not heeding evacuation right now in the state of Florida,
right.
South Florida, then you are
right.
a fool. I mean,
yes.
Well, if we learn anything from history, and there were over 1,000 persons that were killed in Katrina. Because they didn't leave. And so, I mean, that was a tremendous disaster, an American tragedy. And nobody wants to see that happen again. And I think people use common sense. But on the other hand, government has to get involved, have to make sure the trucks mm-hmm. are getting in with the supplies, food, water, fuel. All of that has to get there, no matter what it takes. And right now, when you're saying the sun's out, that's when all these items should be taken care of.
Exactly. And we're going to, you know, have to finish out there. We're not going to have to go to school for the next 2 days, but people still have to go to work.
Hmm.
So if you're getting gas, my husband has to go to work. So, and he works in Tampa, which is about 40 miles away. So he's going to have to refuel somewhere over the next couple of days.
And even as far as you, as you said, there's gasoline lines there, which, of course, that doesn't make any sense to me right now. So
I was stunned. I was stunned from yesterday, but even this morning, it was pouring rain this morning. I'm thinking, oh, nobody's going to be out. I should be lucky. Nope. I went from gas station to gas station to gas station, plastic bags on all the pumps, found the one, and I'm like, what are these people doing? There's plastic bags. Well, here what they were doing was filling up with the premium.
Oh, I see.
So I was like, well, you know what? I'm tired of driving around. I'm just going to get the premium myself and call it a day. And then I, you know, went on the mission for staples,
okay.
for the bagels, the bread, the water, and Not so good, Tom.
No, well, you know, Maria, we're going to say good luck to you because we need you on this program. So you stay safe and your family and everybody. Okay. And we're certainly going to be bringing you back.
I appreciate it.
Know, our thoughts are with the people of Florida. Maria Albanese, our contributor here on our midday program. Maria, thank you and good luck to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Now, when we get back, we'll be speaking with Rich Crist, Republican strategist, talk about some of the stuff that's going on down there in Washington. Rich will give us his points of view on DACA, how the president's handling that. Also, I'm very interested in the presidential leadership as a topic, and we'll be talking about that. We'll also be taking some phone calls during our last segment. I'm your host, Tom Shalera. You're listening to Your Island here on 103.9 LI News Radio. Take a short break. We'll be right back.